Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gathering together of the saints. Thank you for indwelling our places, Lord. That the God of glory should inhabit the places of his people is wonderful to us, Lord. That's the kind of Father we have. The high priest, eternal high priest, who is mindful of us. Lord, who can be, the feelings of our infirmities, he faces and, he cares for us. Lord, we thank you. We can always cast all our cares upon him. Say, do it. Say, I care for you. Lord, we thank you for how much you love us. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Lord, for a little while just to read your word tonight, Lord, bless the reading thereof, Lord. Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want to read something from Daniel chapter 9, about verse 24. Not so much of prophecy tonight, but just something. Now, this Bible is just full of, different mysteries, God showing his people things, to build up our faith and so on. So Daniel, the 9th chapter, 24 through 27, I quickly read that. 70 weeks are determined upon that people and upon that holy city. Telling Daniel, right? That's about the Jews, right? He was a Jew. So 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, meaning the Jews, and upon the holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and a 80 days and 2 weeks. The streets shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 80 days and 2 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the world desolations are determined. And ye shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of a week ye shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If I may take a text from the very 24th verse, 70 weeks are determined. So I'll take a text from there. Tonight, by God's grace, for a few minutes here, God's determined times upon Israel. God's determined times upon Israel. See? 77 years, that's what we know. So 77 year weeks were determined upon the Jews for a total of 490 years. So 1 week is 7 years. We can't go to that scripture tonight, but we all know that by now. So altogether, the 490 years, 70 of them like that, 70 times 7 and so on like that, So the cutoff of the Messiah was fulfilled precisely 69 weeks or 483 years. When Christ was crucified, the last week of 7 years, when the Antichrist will make a covenant with Israel and break the covenant, in the midst of that week, is yet to be fulfilled. So the question often asked is this: why should such a long interval of time be between the 69th and the 70th week? Why? Since Christ was crucified, right, over 2,000 years ago, and because the 69th week was the crucifixion of Christ, right, Messiah was cut off, right, till now, I'm still waiting for the last week of the 70th week. Why so long is, an interval of time? So that's what I want to talk about quickly tonight by God's grace. So the simple answer is this, that God has chosen to use different systems of time reckoning. And there are called two of them. They are named chronological time and determined time. chronological time and determined time. Because 70 weeks are determined, right? That God has what is called a determined time. And that also the regular time is chronological. Chronological means your month, your years, and so forth. But it's a determined time. So chronological time and determined time are the two of them together. So chronological time is more commonly used, right? And it consists of ordinary sequence of months and years, as we find in our calendar today. Determined time, however, is what God uses in measuring the times and destinies of nations. That's what he does. And in this system of measuring time, we find that God has set aside periods of stated length in which he has chosen to deal with nations in a particular way. Nevertheless, this time need not all expire without interruption. See where I'm going now? Yeah, you will cut a block of time to deal with nations, particularly in Israel, but that block of time need not be contiguous. It may be interrupted. That's determined time and something like that, you know. So humans also employ this system of determined time. Let me give you an example, about three of them. A man sentenced to a prison, for example, maybe for 10 years. After 5 years, right, he escaped, right, the authorities, right? And they caught him 5 years later, right? Then he went back to prison to come and serve the remaining 5 years, right? Altogether, at the end of it all, he has served 15 years, right? But you see what I'm calling by determined time, right? So, but the same time, 10 years was determined, but all in all 15 years. After that 15 years, he was gone for 5 years, right? That's determined time, right? So you see how the 10 years and so on. Even a common one is this. In sports like football, right? Usually a football game is supposed to be 1 hour, right? So, but it can last as many as three hours. Maybe somebody has an injury, they want to change a player, or maybe they call a timeout, right? They call a timeout, you know, for that kind of thing, or change a player, somebody has an injury. So it can last 3 hours, but it's actually 1 hour. So in the middle of this, when they use a stopwatch, right? And when they call a timeout, the stopwatch, they stop measuring time. They stop the clock, right? Until they bring another player, then they start the clock again. The same thing. So it's common in human measurement too. It's called determined time. So, and even our work life, we have heard of 40-hour week, right? Some people 48-hour week, they are working a lot of time. Not saying you are working continuously for 40 hours, right? You know, so 40-hour week means that, you know, you are all together, you have worked 40 hours at the end of the week. But there are interruptions, right? You come home at the end of 8 days. So these are called determined time. So God himself also used that kind of timing. So likewise, the Lord uses this method of reckoning time in certain instances. So we're going to talk tonight how God determines certain length of time upon Israel, because the 70 years and weeks are determined upon that people, meaning the Jews, right? So we're going to find out that time that you mentioned about Daniel is not the accurate thing. In fact, that's how he dealt with Israel from Abraham. For there are 470 weeks, meaning 490 years upon Israel. And that's what I want to talk about quickly tonight by God's grace and so on. So now, when Israel, when Israel, through disobedience, was brought under the chastening of the Lord, the divine clock will stop. Just like you call it timeout. So when they sin and so on, God will stop the clock. He won't deal with them again. You see? When God is still counting time up, but that time is now allotted to the Gentiles. You know, when wasn't dealing with them. So it cut time out on them, you know. Until they repent again, then the clock will start again. The clock will start again. That's what he is doing and so on. So anyway, the child that's not dealing with them, to speak to the Gentiles. So even though God stopped the dealing with Israel when she is out of favor, you know, God still cut time, but not on them, but it is reckoned on the Gentiles instead. We can now understand the reason for the long time interval between Daniel 69 and 78 weeks. We now understand what happened to them. The fundamental reason is that the Jews had rejected the Messiah. See? They are out of favor because they rejected the Messiah. They crucified him. And so on. Therefore, from that time, they were out of favor with God. And, as mentioned, though God still can time, he now reckoned it to the Gentiles. You know, it's a determined time, right? So 70 were determined. That's 70 weeks were determined of 7 years per week, making 490 and so on. At the 69th week, which is 483 years, when they were out of favor because they crucified the Messiah, they rejected him and crucified him, then they are out of favor. And then, when God is still counting time, not on the Jews now, but on the Gentiles, then he brought the church in there, So we see that. So the 70th week cannot be fulfilled until the time allotted has run at its course. When that time is completed, then the final week will be fulfilled. Now, let's go through to see that this is not an isolated instance, in the history of Israel. Indeed, we find that God's dealing with Israel were measured out in four periods, each of them consisting of 70 weeks. Try this, lifespan of Israel, each of them 70 weeks. The one of Daniel's thing is just one of them, the last one really, And let's look at the other ones very quickly. So God did with Israel like that, each consists of 70 weeks or 490 years as follows. Number one, the first 70 weeks was the one dealing with, from Abraham to Exodus. That is the first 70 weeks. So the first 70 weeks, meaning 490 years of God dealing with his people, is from Abraham to the Exodus. And I will give example right now how it is 490 years from Abraham to the Exodus and so on. Abraham was 75 years old when the promise was made to him. That is in Genesis the 12th chapter, verse 4 says, Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. About 75 years right there. Now the law was given 430 years later. The law, 430 years later after Abraham. You can see that one in Exodus 12:40. Now the Bible says, now the sojourning, this is Exodus 12:40. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years, the Bible says. Then there are other scriptures too in Galatians 3:17. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that he should make the promise of non-effect. So what do we see? So the actual number of years from the call of Abraham to Exodus was 430 years plus 75 years, as we have just read now. 430 years plus 75 years, totaling 505 years. But we find out in the Bible, God did in 490 years, four times with his people, beginning with Abraham. So how is 505 turned to 490? Let's look at the Bible. This is how it happened. So there's a 15 years difference, right? Because it's supposed to be 490, but it's 505. So what happened with 15 years? What's the difference? Where is that 15 years? Go to the difference. What happened? Here's what happened and so on. So the 15 years above the 490 years allotted to God's dealing with the chosen family, Abraham with me. Now, how are we to account for it and so on in the Bible and so on? So this is how we account for it and so forth, The answer is that Abraham's departure into Canaan, when he was departing, he was 75 years old, right? Genesis 12:4, which I read before. Ishmael was born 10 years after that. We can see that in Genesis 16, verse 3, it says, and Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan and gave and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. So therefore what happened? Abraham was 85 years old when Ishmael was born. He was 85 years old when Ishmael was born, from what we are seeing in the Bible here. Now, but he was 100 years old when Isaac was born. So a little bit of arithmetic here, you know. So he was 85 years old when Ishmael was born. But he was 100 years old when Isaac was born. That is in Genesis 21, verse 5, and I read. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. So, for those 15 years, Ishmael was regarded by Abraham as the true heir. See? For 15 years. So, Abraham was thinking that Ishmael was the true heir. And although the patriarch, you know, sensed God's displeasure in doing that, he pleaded with God, to sanctify his arrangement that he is making. I don't know that you know. In Genesis 17, verse 18, and Abraham said unto God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee." Try to make Ishmael to be the heir. No, it's not the heir. I don't know that you know. So, nevertheless, in the eyes of God, Ishmael was an usurper. See, an usurper. And the scriptures show that when Israel was out of favor, whenever he does that, an usurper, when Israel is out of favor, and so whenever an usurper intrudes into God's plan. So Ishmael was an usurper for 15 years. So he intruded to God's plan that Isaac should be the heir. So take that 15 years away from the 505, you got 490 years. You see, determined time. See, in Abraham's life and so on, you know. That's how it happened. So we account for the difference. So when Sarah desired the ejection of the bondwoman's son, the Lord supported her in her demand. In Genesis 17:19, and God said, "Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son, indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." Bible says, and in Genesis 21:12 of Genesis, "And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman, in all that Sarah said unto you." We have said that God supported Sarah, right? You know, in ejecting, you know, Ishmael and his mother and so on. God supported Sarah in saying that, "In all that Sarah said unto you, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called." Verse 10 of Genesis 21, the Bible says, "Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac." So this banishment was according to the divine will of God. As we are told, even in Galatians chapter 4, verse 30 says the same thing in the New Testament. Nevertheless, what said the scripture? "Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman." So we see in the Bible, at the weaning of Isaac, when Isaac was weaned, Ishmael, who was 15 years old at that time, was caught in the act of mocking Isaac. It's in the Bible. I don't have time to go and read that right now. So at this time, the usurper, meaning Ishmael, and the mother were separated from the company of Abraham. And the true heir, Isaac, was recognized. So subtracting the 15 years from the 505 years and so on, that you know, we come to 490 years. See, right there. Thus, we see that a period of 490 years, or 70 weeks, if you want, was determined at the time allotted to the chosen family, meaning Abraham. So the other 15 years, when Ishmael was recognized as the heir by Abraham, were reckoned at the time the chosen family was out of divine favor. It's always like that, you know. even in Abraham's life and so on that, you know, when he was thinking that Ishmael was here, you are out of favor, you must have Father Abraham. In Isaac, and so on that, you know, shall still be called. Praise the Lord. Now, here then we have the first of the four. There are four of them. The first four of the 70 weeks or 490 years that God is dealing with people of Israel and so on. Number two, the second 70 weeks or second 490 years of God dealing with his people is from the Exodus to the dedication of Solomon's temple. That's the second one. In 1 Kings 6:1, we read, and it came to pass in the 488th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. So we are talking that the second one of these 70 weeks or 490 years is the Exodus out of each Solomon's temple dedication and so on. Now, in seeming contradiction to this scripture that I just read in 1 Kings 6:1, it's the chronology of the judges in reckoning the same time. We look at the book of Judges and so on, they record the same period as 594 years. I don't want to go into analysis of that to save time here. So the same period of time, meaning from the Exodus, dedication of Solomon's temple, book of Judges and so on, they record as 594 years. But how come that in 1 Kings 6:1, you call it 480 years? What happened, you know? And that's how people say, oh, the Bible, you know, the Bible make a mistake, or the Bible is, no, God knows what he's doing and so on that, you know. He used all kind of measurements for timing and so on that, you know. So, and the later, this recording of 594 years is consistent with what Barapos said by the Holy Ghost in Acts 13. Let me read that very quickly, you know. Acts 13, 18. And about the time of 40 years, can be counting them now, 40 years, suffered he, meaning the Lord suffered he, their manners in the wilderness. So we have 40 years in the wilderness, right? Verse 20 says, and after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years. If you are counting, you know, God 40 in the wilderness, you got 450 years, you know, of the judges and so forth, until Samuel the prophet. 21 verse says, and afterward, they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. Now, and when he had removed him, the Bible says, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. So one glance at this scripture or this passage, we see 40 years in the wilderness, we see 450 years of the judges, under the judges, 40 years of Saul, and it is, and it is, and some of that, you know, and, you know, and, you know, they add up to more than 480 years. If you count Solomon's reign and so on, that, you know, because we are going from the Exodus to Solomon's temple, right? If you add that Solomon's reign to that one and so forth, that, you know, so it's more than the 480 years that 1 Kings 6:1 said. What happened? Did the Bible make a mistake? No. So a complete check shows that these things tally exactly with the chronology of the judges. If you took Acts 13 that I read to you right now and add the reign of Solomon to it, 40 plus 450 and Solomon's reign and so on, they tally up to exactly 594 years, as you know the book of Judges said and so on, that, you know. So but the question is, however, it is observed that during, now we say he dealt with them in 490 years, now we have 594. So what is the difference? Why it's not 490? Now, what happened again? Something happened in the time of the judges, when Israel was out of favor with God. Let me name them to you quickly. In Judges 3:8, there is the oppression of the Mesopotamia, that is Mesopotamia oppression for 8 years. Then in Judges 3:12-14, there was the oppression of the Moabites for 18 years. Judges 4:2-3, there is the Canaanite oppression for 20 years. You don't have to memorize this thing. I'm going to summarize the total for you, you know. In Judges 6:1, there is the Midianite oppression for another 7 years, you know. And then in Judges 9:22, another oppression usurpation of Abimelech for 3 years. Then in Judges 10:7-8, there is the Philistine and the Ammonite oppression for 18 years. And the last one, Judges 13:1, the Philistine oppression for 40 years, all add together to 114 years. See? Take 114 years when they were out of favor with God, out of the 594, what do you have? 490 years. You see? So, anytime they are under oppression of the enemy because they are out of favor, that was 490 determined. Like the football game I told you before, it's only for 1 hour. We can extend to, you know, 3 hours, right? When they call timeout. So they call timeout for them, about seven times of the oppression of the enemy, and they all total to 114 years. Take it out of the 594, it comes to 490 years, just like that. So the total time of oppression was 514 years. This number is the exact difference between the 594 years of the judges and the 480 years of 4 Kings 6:1 that I read before. So the two chronologies are involved. There are two of them involved. The ordinary chronology records 594 years. But Israel was out of favor for 114 years. Therefore, only 480 years are counted in the divine chronology at that time. Now, by divine chronology, 480 years elapsed from the Exodus to the beginning of the work of the temple. That is able to be done, right? Because it was before 90, right? So, what happened? So, what happened was this. After the, after the seven and a half years were required to finish the temple, that is 4 Kings 6:1, and then verse 38, you know, tell us how long it will take to, you know, to do it and so on. 38 verse of 4 Kings 6 says, and in the 11th year, in the month Bu, he said, which is the 8th month, was the house finished, he said, throughout all the parts thereof and so on, and according to all the fashion of it. So was it 7 years in building it and so forth. So the temple was not dedicated that year, according to the scripture here, for we are talking about the period from the Exodus to the dedication of the temple, right? The 490 years of the turning time, really. For we read that it was dedicated in the October month, whereas it was finished until November. So if we compare 4 Kings 6:38 to 1 Kings 8:2, many scriptures here, but I summarize the point. I will read 1 Kings 8:2, and it says, and all the men of Israel assembled themselves together unto King Solomon, that for the dedication, right, at the feast in the month of Ethanel, which is the 7th month, he said. So the reason why was that a delay between the dedication and the finishing of the temple is because of the furnishing. Takes some time. The furnishing of the temple takes some time and so on like that, you know. So thus, according to divine reckoning, the temple was dedicated exactly 490 years, you know, after the Exodus, if you are counting in divine chronology, not in ordinary chronology. It's 490 years. Well, you don't know how to know all these numbers and this, but it comes out to 490, you know, according to the scripture. So it was the ultimate purpose of God that Israel should have a king, and It was so prophesied ahead of time. Then this is side effect now. You know, and we are talking about 490 already from Exodus to dedication of the temple. But we are saying that it's even God's purpose, our ultimate purpose, that Israel should have a king. We read in Deuteronomy 17 verse. The core I'm saying is, why was God angry with them when they are asking for a king? You know, why? This is the why. This is why. So it was his ultimate purpose that Israel should have a king, really, you know. That is in Deuteronomy 17, 14 to 15. When thou hast come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein. This is Moses writing now by the Holy Ghost, right? Therein. And shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Now God said it, thou shalt in no wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. You know, you see, you know, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shall thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. So God knew they had to have a king. So what happened then? So why was God angry when they were asking for a king? It's so simple. The reason is this, that the time of the judges had not run its course. That's why. The time period of the judges had not run its course at that time. That's why God was angry with them and so on. So notwithstanding, God gave them a king anyway, although this ruler was given in his anger. Prophet Hosea said the same thing, Hosea 13:11. I gave thee a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. So you're just a side effect. The major point is that the second 490 years, you know, was the from the Exodus, dedication of the temple of Solomon. I just put in that one there, just people were wondering why would God be angry with them, because the time of the judges hadn't run its course and they were asking for a king. That's why. Now, the third, there are four of them, right? 470 weeks or 490 years, right? Upon God's people, the timing upon God's people were different than Abraham, you know, and then from the Exodus to the time of the dedication of the temple. The third one, 70 weeks or 490 years of God dealing with his people is from the temple to Nehemiah's return in the 28th year of Artaxerxes. We all know in Nehemiah 2, verse 1 says, and it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 28th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it to him, unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. He was a cupbearer, as they called him, and so on. Then the king asked him, why are you so sad, and so on? Oh, then he told him, Jerusalem war, be thrown down, be burned with fire, and so on. You know, he told the king, and so forth. So what do you want? I need to go, if you give me permission, to go and restore the walls of Jerusalem, you know. So the king gave him permission, right? He even gave him things to use and so on, that, you know. So anyway, so he gave him permission to go there and so forth. Now, from Bible recording, so the king permitted him to go right there. From Bible recording, it took from the dedication of Solomon's temple to Nehemiah's return was 560 years. From the time of dedication of the Solomon's temple to the time when Nehemiah asked the king to come back to Jerusalem and restore the wall was 560 years. Where is the 490? You know, and 560. You know, it is so simple. They were out of favor for 70 years in Babylon. See? So let's see that one. There was a 70-year captivity in Babylon. They stopped, the divine clock stopped when they were in captivity. Let's see Jeremiah 25:11. And this whole land shall be desolate, shall be in desolation and an astonishment. And this nation shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years, he said. And that's not the only place we are told in the Bible. The Bible always has two or three things, you know. In the book of Daniel, sort of the same thing. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. In the fourth year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the fourth year of his reign, Daniel understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the law came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. So you see right here, 560 years, but we know he lived with them in 490 years, right? So what happened? The 70 years in captivity, they were out of favor with God. The divine clock stopped, right? You know, for that 70 years, you know. So take 70 away from 560, what do you have? 490 years. Praise the Lord. God's arithmetic and so on. Just insert in the Bible. This old Bible is our doctrine, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. From Genesis to Revelation is our doctrine, you know. So whatever God said in there, I mean, it's profitable to a child of God, you know, anytime, any place. Now, so we see right there, that the third 490. Now, the last one there, the last is the one we are used to. That's not the only 490, the one involving Daniel, right? You know, which you all know is the last one from the fourth one is 70 weeks, so 490 years, dealing with his people from Nehemiah to the cutting off of the Messiah, which is in Daniel 9:24, which I already read to you before, you know. So we know in that one, you know, which I read before, there are four segments in there. There are four segments. We read that, 70 weeks were determined, right? 490 years and so forth, that, you know. So, there are three segments to it. The first 7 years has to do with the temple restoration and so on. 7 years, which is 49 years. And we know the second segment was 80, which is 62 years. And they're making, that is 434 years. And there's a delay one of 1 week, which is 7 years. So at the end of the second segment, which is 7 plus 62, which is 69 weeks, making 483 years, truly enough, Messiah was cut off according to the prophecy and so forth. The Lord was crucified and so forth. So, since that time, we have 1 week left. Where I began this evening, we have 1 week left. Long interval, over 2,000 years now. Why? They have been out of favor. Why? Because they crucified the Messiah, right? So, the divine clock stopped, you know. And therein, he's dealing with the Gentile church, right? You know, when they are out of favor, God is coming time, but it's reckoned with the Gentiles, you know. So he has been dealing with us in that time and so on. So, of course, this Gentile era, the church era will be followed by that 7 years, or no, 7 years of the last, which is 70th week of Daniel, which you are talking about all the time and so on, that, you know. So now, so it is clear that these are periods of duration that I just mentioned to now, about four of them, you know, having regard only to the people of Israel and, you know, to Jehovah's immediate dealings with the people of Israel and so on. For in each one, there is a period of time during which he was not immediately governing them, you know, but in which his hand was removed, like right now, in a way, you know, dealing with the Gentiles and so on. And his people were without visible token, you know, of his presence with them. So the fourth period, you know, of determined time, when concluded, we make it to be 490 years. Altogether, that be 1,960 years. 490 times 4, right? 1,960 years. When it's all concluded with the 70th week, would have started and ended. Because 490 times 4, determined year, not chronological year at mankind time. So now there is maybe he has chosen to do the same thing with the Gentiles, the same exact number of year 1960, we don't know. If he does, the conclusion is that now we have seen the crucifixion of Christ, we have way past 1,060 years, right? It means we are just sitting in transition time, period, you know. That's what it is, you know. And God extending just mercy, you know, we're in transition time, you know. So people are thinking it should have been the same number of years that he did with the Jews, that have dealt with us. meaning 1960 years. But now, if you chose to do that, what we are sitting in is transition time. And all I've said tonight is to say this. This is the last of those 490 years dealing with the Jews. And, you know, so how we look at it, time is short, amen. I've said all this to say that time is short. Praise the Lord. And the coming of the Lord dreads nigh. That's what the book of James said us tonight. So see the providence of God, you know, in his people and so forth. And of course, this last 490 years, you know, in the delay between the 69 and the 70th week, dealing with all the general church is put in there by divine providence. And we've done, he dealt with us now more than 1960 years, like dealt with the Jews. So the coming of the Lord really draweth nigh. Just an insight, you know, and there's no contradiction in the Bible. People can say the 560 or the 505 I talked about before and think, oh, 1 Kings 62 and say 480. And what, how come Acts 13 and so on? You know, look at it, look at history, look at the Word of God. There's no error in this Bible, amen. It's all divinely inspired. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your providence, Lord. Bible says, who can by searching know find God out? We can't find it out by searching. We can only know him through his word. We can only know God through his word. Every other way is just, you know, it's just gambling, you know. So we thank you for the little time we spend here tonight. Just an insight into the word of God, the truth of God's word, and your providence in your people Israel, and of course the Gentiles, of whom you have had mercy. As we go tonight, Lord, to what you tell us is to keep on trusting the Lord. Take this Bible the way it is. It is the word of the living God. Every promise in there is for you and I, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is watching over it to perform every promise. He said that heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, not one jot of my word shall pass away. So we thank you. We can rest on it. We can trust in it. And Lord God, it shall be as the Lord has said. So thank you for blessing us tonight in this few scriptures we have read. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.